Now, just as we did with awareness level training, we will review the remaining levels of training by 1. Providing a general overview of each training. 2. Detailing the specific goals of each training. 3. Discussing how the educate, empower, and enhance approach can be applied to achieve those goals. 4. Outlining the specific training targets for each level. And 5. Sharing examples of appropriate content that may be included when developing your organization's behavioral health education programs. As discussed earlier, awareness level training broadly covers several mental health topics and is relevant to all members of your organization. Operations level training, however, should be geared more towards supervisors and executives as it builds upon the initial foundation already established in awareness level training. It accomplishes this by looking at how those in leadership roles can further support members expressing the need for mental health help or resources. More so, it aids these same leaders in cultivating a culture of honesty and openness about the realities of mental health in first responder service. Due to the more extensive nature of what is covered, it is recommended that operations level training last anywhere from 2 and 4 hours. And as with all behavioral health education training levels, it is recommended that operations level training be completed annually to keep your members' skills and knowledge sharp and up to date. The three main goals of operations level training are to provide supervisors and executives with the skills and knowledge necessary to 1. Support the mental health needs of members and their families. The leaders within your organization have a sacred duty to care for their team and account for the needs of the organization and the needs of the larger community they serve. It can feel tricky to strike the right balance, but operations level training is an excellent opportunity to highlight how taking care of the mental health needs of members is taking care of the needs of the organization and community too. 2. Change potentially harmful cultural beliefs surrounding mental health. One of the most effective ways for leaders to support members is to normalize the mental health experiences of first responders and to destigmatize help-seeking behavior. In doing so, leaders cultivate supportive environments where members feel confident expressing their behavioral health concerns without suffering negative repercussions. 3. Engage in self-care activities that promote their own personal and professional resiliency. In engaging in these activities, leaders set a great example as to the effectiveness of appropriate stress management strategies. Furthermore, self-care increases the likelihood that leaders will adaptively cope with the increased stressors and responsibilities inherent to leadership roles. So how do we achieve the goals of operation level training? Let's revisit the educate, empower, and enhance approach we used earlier in this presentation to answer this. First, we build upon the education component established in awareness level training. As you will recall, awareness level training provides factual information to first responders about various mental health related topics when properly conducted. It supports general awareness of the realities facing first responders when it comes to experiencing and coping effectively with mental health concerns. Operations level training takes that a step further by providing leaders with the skills and knowledge necessary to identify members possibly dealing with mental health concerns, while also providing information regarding the best practices for supporting those members throughout the entire help process. Additionally, it encourages leaders to think about how they must care for themselves so that they are optimally positioned to help care for other members on their team and their families. Next, operations level training attempts to empower leaders by providing them with the step-by-step plans for growing and maintaining mentally healthy and resilient teams. Having access to these plans improves the likelihood that leaders will cultivate professional cultures that respect the history of strength and stoicism in first responder service, yet appropriately challenge outdated or harmful beliefs surrounding help-seeking behavior among first responders. Last but not least, to achieve operations level training goals, we must leverage our leaders' insight about their teams and how the unique individuals compromising those teams respond to various situations. Awareness of each member's weaknesses and strengths places the leader in a solid position to identify others who may serve as mental health advocates in the organization. This enhances any gains made by these programs. Again, we emphasize that operations level training builds on the foundation outlined in awareness level training. As such, it is important to note that the leaders participating in operations level training should remain familiar and competent with the awareness level training targets. They are listed here as a helpful refresher. They should know what behavioral health is and what is not. Know about common mental health concerns experienced by first responders. Understand the impact of first responder service on families and communities. Know strategies to build resiliency. And know about internal and external resources available to first responders and their family members. Following operations level training, members should 1. Be able to lead individual and group level discussions on general mental health topics. The awareness level training targets we just reviewed serve as great topic ideas. 2. Have working knowledge of the organization's standard operating procedures and guidelines regarding mental health. For example, leaders should be familiar with the process for helping a member in need from the moment they are made aware of the mental health concern through follow-up that is conducted afterward. Leaders should also be aware of how these processes may be impacted depending on the acuity of the member's need. How we help a member experiencing a normal trauma response to a bad call will look different from how we would help a member experiencing an active mental health crisis, such as suicidal intent or plan. Leaders should also be able to educate their members on the benefits and risks of utilizing different forms of leave, such as workers' compensation, FMLA, or personal time. 3. In the absence of these policies, the leader should advocate for developing and implementing such policies and procedures. This is necessary for the protection of both the organization as well as any members experiencing mental health concerns. 4. Demonstrate real-life application of the strategies to maintain or improve their own personal and professional well-being. Caring for others, though rewarding, is hard work. Nobody, not even the most seasoned leader amongst us, is immune from stress. As such, leaders must exemplify the same skills they encourage their members to use to cope with work and life demands effectively. 5. Serve a vital role in identifying other potential mental health advocates. As we've discussed already, leaders already possess a familiarity with their team members that allows them specialized insight into who could help advance a supportive mental health culture within the agency.